Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Let le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a foodie from New Orleans, a cookbook author, and your host of Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. Here's what's happening with me. I had an appearance on Louisiana's largest morning news show, WWL-TV, Channel 4. It was so much fun. I was one of the featured chefs for NOLA Chef's Aid for the Philippines. I served food to 400 people. I can't wait to share more. We are recording this show in December 2013, but it won't air until January 6, 2014. By the time you hear this, I'll have had my cookies and cocoa party, cooked for senior citizens on Christmas Eve, and celebrated Christmas and New Year's with my family. I'll talk about my holiday plans later in the show. It's our first episode of the new year, and special guest today is John Groh, the editor and publisher of The Produce News. After a varied career as a researcher, a sports editor, and a sports writer, John Groh responded to an ad about an opening for an assistant editor at The Produce News. As a vegetarian, he was intrigued at the prospect of writing about fruits and vegetables and was excited to join the company in 1995. In 1997, Mr. John was promoted to managing editor of The Produce News, and with that, took over the design of the front page of the newspaper, as well as the responsibility of assigning news stories and features. In 2000, he was appointed editor and associate publisher of The Produce News, and his duties were expanded to include day-to-day operations at the company. In July 2006, Mr. John was promoted to publisher of the newspaper. He retained his title and responsibilities of editor of the publication, but he now has oversight of all operations of the company. Mr. John and his wife, Miss Marianne, an attorney, live in the New York City suburb of Haworth, New Jersey, with their son, Zane, 12, and daughter, Skylar, 10. Mr. John, it's so wonderful to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you, Chef Eliana, and Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year's to you, too. Now, my first introduction to the Produce News was at the Produce Marketing Association Fresh Summit in New Orleans in October. Can you please tell our listeners what aspects of the produce industry you cover and how fruits and vegetables can be so newsworthy?
Well, Chef Eliana, the Produce News is a 117-year-old publication, and we cover all aspects of the produce industry, from the growing end through the supply chain, all the way to how best to market and merchandise fresh fruits and vegetables at retail. However, we position our publication for the buying end of the industry, so we gear our content toward those who make purchasing decisions for billions of dollars of fresh produce every year. We cover topics such as produce pricing and availability, merchandising trends, and marketing reports as they pertain to commodities and growing regions. Fruits and vegetables can indeed be newsworthy for a number of reasons. First, they are good for you, so fresh produce is often in the news for its health benefits. And unfortunately, fresh produce has also been tied to some unfortunate outbreaks of foodborne illnesses. It's really quite a dynamic industry where no 2 days are the same and you never know what you're going to get.
Right, and I just love that there's a newspaper about fruits and vegetables. That's so wonderful. And, you know, it's great for the new year. You know, everybody is trying to be healthy and they have that New Year's resolution. Oh, they're going to eat healthier. And it's just great to have this newspaper. And so, you know, you say like all the food, you know, the food trends for fruits and veggies, what's in season, and that's wonderful.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, and I love this. And, you know, what's funny is that you're vegetarian, and then my whole show today, I only have vegetarian recipes.
Oh, that's quite appropriate.
Yeah, so I hope that you enjoy all the recipes.
Well, I'm sure I will.
And I noticed that Grocery stores are renovating and putting a lot of effort into making their produce sections look like farmers markets. What are some of the other trends in the produce industry?
Well, Chef Eliana, you are very observant. Many stores are indeed undergoing renovations to make them more appealing to customers, and produce departments are a key part of those renovations. Other trends in the produce industry that have to do with packaging and convenience. Many produce marketers are redesigning their packaging to show off their products better, and they are including more nutritional information and usage ideas to better connect with their customers. Additionally, marketers are attempting to bridge the gap between the source of their produce and the people who buy it. So many stores are now including photos and information about the growers in order to, quote, put a face on their products, so to speak. It also goes toward building and maintaining consumer confidence in the products. Another trend that pertains to packaging is the increased availability of grab-and-go packages that are geared toward people who want a healthy snack but don't always have the time to prepare one. Let's face it, people are busier today than ever before, and produce marketers recognize that and are developing new products to take advantage of the shifting consumer behavior.
Right, and then stores are also, you know, including recipes that use the produce. So I see on lots of packaging, on the back they'll give a recipe using the product that they're selling.
Absolutely, yes. That's definitely a trend that we've noticed.
I've seen that too, and I've noticed that a lot of my grocery stores, you know, they're renovating, you know, to have that kind of farmer's market feel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I love that farmer's market feel. And at the Produce Marketing Association Fresh Summit, I work with IFCO, and mm-hmm. they make all the RPCs, the recycled...
The containers, correct,
The containers that they use in the grocery stores, you know, that display all of the fresh produce. And, you know, I love those, and they just make them look so beautiful and brilliant. And I love shopping at the grocery stores and seeing what's in season and what I can cook. So whenever I go to the grocery store, I usually don't make a list, and I just kind of go and see, oh, what do they have and what's fresh right now, and then that's what I buy, and then I kind of decide what I'm making for dinner.
Absolutely. You're correct in that stores are renovating to become more like farmers markets. And in fact, many people base their decision on where to shop on a produce department. So if they enjoy their experience in a produce department, more often than not, they'll come back to that and try to recreate that same experience. And stores are taking note of that. They're changing their displays to have more of a face, they're shifting their displays so that there's a better view once you walk in the store. They're really putting a lot of time and research into how to retain those customers, because it is a cutthroat environment in retailing these days.
Yes, and a lot of the stores are going for the more organic look as well.
Yes, absolutely. The bulk displays are something that people very much appreciate, and like you said, they look like farmers markets. So they're having a table, and they have a large bulk display of products, so people can come and browse and pick their fruits and vegetables as they would at a farmers market. So you're very astute in noticing that they're trying to recreate that experience for shoppers.
Yes, and then produce retailers are also targeting their marketing towards kids. And First Lady Michelle Obama just partnered with Sesame Street to promote healthy eating and activity. Do you see this as a continuing trend?
Oh, absolutely, Chef Eliana. Moms of the world basically control how and where products are purchased, but their children in many ways are the drivers to those purchasing decisions. Because after all, foods need to appeal to kids or else they won't eat them. So by partnering with recognizable kid-friendly brands like Sesame Street, food marketers are reaching kids with a healthy message and establishing a solid foundation for eating at an impressionable age.
Yes, and I love that. And kids are great. It's great that they are eating healthier and all of that, and I love it. And I love, you know, the bite-sized snacks of apples and, you know, other fruits too, so that's great.
Yes.
Get fresh and fit. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air on-air community where teens talk and the world listens, tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Mr. John Groh, the editor and publisher of The Produce News. Now, it's a new year and people are now resolving to eat healthier and get fit. As a vegetarian, you eat a plant-based diet. What are some of the ways you stay healthy with produce?
Well, I'd say by eating a lot of it. I like all kinds of fruits and vegetables, but it is easy to get into a rut eating the same things. You know, we're all creatures of habit in certain ways. And so I like to try and mix things up. I like to try new things. We watch a lot of, cooking shows at home, and so we'll get ideas that way. And so I like spending time with my family as we try to, come up with new ideas to use fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, it's a great way. And, I love watching the cooking shows as well. And, I also have my own garden, so I grow my own herbs and vegetables, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, and I love, picking, just harvesting the fruits and veggies and the herbs that I've been growing, and then I get to use them and say, wow, I can't believe that I made this. And
I agree. There's nothing quite like eating what you've grown.
Yes. It's fantastic. Now, as a dad of two active kids, how do you encourage them to eat their fruits and veggies? Do they have any favorite recipes that you make?
Well, actually, my kids are on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to their eating habits. My 12-year-old son has always been a great eater. He's always willing to try new things, even from the time when he was a baby. On the other hand, my 10-year-old daughter is much pickier and much less adventurous, so she needs a little bit more encouragement. My trick with her, though, is to try to get her involved with the shopping and the preparation of a dish. And she loves to cook, and I think she would consider herself an aspiring chef herself. So if I could get her involved with the planning and execution of a dish, she's much more willing to try it if it's something that she's made herself. Okay. As far as favorite recipes go, there's nothing that comes to mind. My daughter loves to bake, and so I know that's not the healthiest thing all the time, but we do spend some time together baking. In fact, we just bought her a new stand mixer because she had an exceptionally good report card, so that's her new new love right now. She loves putting together, baking recipes. So, we have some fun in the kitchen doing that.
Cool. Yes, and, that's great. That's really how you have to start, by having them shop with you and then have them cook with you as well, so that, they know what is going into the dish and then they're more likely to eat it.
Absolutely. Even if it's things that they're not necessarily fond of or don't think they like, once they actually put it together and prepare it, then I think they're a lot more amenable to eating it themselves. And a lot of times they'll surprise themselves and actually like a food that they didn't think they would like.
Exactly. And they're shopping to cooking, and then you're bringing it to the table.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Great. Now, Mr. John, let's find out more about you personally. What's okay. your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. My favorite dish to cook, I really enjoy Mexican food, and I like to create Mexican dishes. I spent a lot of years in Southern California and went to school and grad school out there, so I was exposed to what I consider some of the best Mexican food I've ever had. I also spent a summer in Guadalajara, Mexico, and traveling around that area of Mexico. So that would have to be my favorite food, probably both to cook and eat.
Oh, yes. I love Mexican food. Like, one of my favorite foods is tacos, and I could just eat tacos all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I love Mexican food. And it's funny because later on, my food passport is Mexico. So that's wonderful.
That's great. Yes, I love that country. I love the food there. I love the people there. It's really a wonderful place.
Yes, it is. I've been to Mexico before. It's beautiful. It's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot on this one. I'd have to say there's not been a disaster necessarily, but when I returned from Southern California and I moved back to New Jersey in the early 90s, I had been a vegetarian since 1988, and so I brought that lifestyle back with me to New Jersey, and it was still pretty unheard of back east. And I remember the first Thanksgiving I spent with my then-girlfriend, who is now my wife. I went to her house, and she has four brothers. She's the only daughter. And so we sat down to Thanksgiving dinner, and I filled my plate with all the vegetable side dishes, and I got a lot of dirty looks or a lot of unbelieving looks from her family. And then I had to explain that, you know, I was a vegetarian and that I didn't eat turkey or the stuffing. And so they were a little bit uneasy at first, but then, you know, they came to understand my lifestyle, and here we are almost or 20 years later. And, you know, we're still married and I'm still a vegetarian. So I guess things worked out.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. Now, mm-hmm. let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you have ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Let's see. Well, when I back in 2006, I travel quite a bit for work. I go all over the world, in fact. And in 2006, I was in Thailand investigating a new mango variety that had been approved for export to the U.S. And so, in addition to the mangoes, we toured some other fruit orchards, and I tried durian for the first time there. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
So you know how it smells, and it's not very good.
Right.
So I tried durian there, and it was an interesting flavor. In fact, I have to say it didn't taste quite as bad as it smelled, but I'm not sure I'd be hurrying back to eat that anytime soon.
Right.
And more recently, last September, I was in Mexico for a tour of avocado orchards, and we stopped at a market in Mexico in Michoacán, and in the market there was a big barrel of dried grasshoppers, and apparently people eat those as a snack as they would popcorn or something, and so I was challenged to have a handful of those, and I did, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit, so not sure that I'd be hurrying back for those anytime either.
Yes, well, yeah, I've had durian. The smell is quite unpleasant.
Mm-hmm, yes, in fact, when somebody I was with tried to had bought one, and we were getting in a cab, and the cab driver would not take us because of the durian. So we had to make other arrangements.
Right, but durian does not smell very good, and I had it as a bubble tea, and oh, it stunk when they were making it, and then when I tasted it, it was so disgusting, I didn't even finish it. I took a couple sips.
Yeah, I can relate.
I couldn't take it anymore, so I just had to throw it away. It just kind of reminds me of cough syrup.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't put my finger on the flavor, but it's not for me.
Yeah, me either. Now, when you're not busy with your life covering the produce industry, what's your favorite pastime?
Well, I do, you know, my free time is limited. I do work quite a bit. I do travel quite a bit. So family time is really my main pastime when I'm not working. I do like sports. I love basketball and I play tennis. And so luckily my family is also pretty athletic, so we're able to, you know, play together. I coach my kids' basketball teams in the winter. In fact, that's just starting up now, so I'll be quite busy for the next couple months doing that. And I do love to travel. I've been all over the world, as I said. So that's a part of my job that I like very much, and I do like that from a personal standpoint, too, in addition to professional. And there are times when I can bring my family on some of those trips, so I'm able to share that with them as well.
Yes, I love traveling, and you sound very busy.
Certain times of the year it is quite busy, but luckily this time it kind of slows down a bit and I can enjoy the holidays at home.
Right, and that's what we want. I just love the holidays. Now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. If you could be any food, what would you be and why?
Well, let's see. I think I would be an avocado.
Ooh.
And I say that because avocados have a tough outer layer for protection, but they have a creamy inside and a solid core, and I think that suits me pretty well.
Yes, I love avocado. That's a great choice. Well, thank you so much, Mr. John, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you very much, Chef Eliana. I appreciate you inviting me to be on, and I enjoyed speaking with you.
Yes, my pleasure. You've shown us that eating fresh produce is better for your health and well-being, and that eating fresh is eating delicious. If you want to find out more about John Grill and the produce news, visit kidchefeliana.com for all the links. Munch and crunch on fresh veggies while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. What's cooking? Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food, beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit!
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later. Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When you're 12 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a biscuit, a basket, a basket. Today's secret ingredient is red cabbage. Let's talk about red cabbage. The botanical name for red cabbage is Brassica oleracea. The word cabbage is anglicized form of the French word caboche, meaning head. Anthocyanins are responsible for the red or purple coloring of the cabbage. These plant pigments produce red, pink, violet, and magenta colors. Red cabbage lacks water weight, which makes its leaves chewier than its Chinese cabbage cousins. Red cabbage has long been a staple within the European culinary landscape. It is often pickled fresh and made into sauerkraut. It was introduced to Europe by the Romans during the 14th century. The red cabbage was primarily used by peasant families as food for both human and livestock consumption. Here's a recipe for my Asian Marty slaw. I served this on Monday, December 16th, 2013, to 400 people at NOLA Chef's Aid. Everyone loved it so much, they came back for seconds and thirds. Ingredients. 1 head of green cabbage, thinly shredded. 1/4 of a head red cabbage, thinly shredded. 1/2 a bag of shredded carrots, 1/2 a cup of chive flowers or chives chopped, Asian Marty slaw marinade, 1 cup of rice vinegar, 1/4 of a cup of sesame oil, 1/8 of a cup of fish sauce, 6 cloves of garlic grated, 2 teaspoons of ginger grated, 1/2 a cup of brown sugar, 1/4 of a cup of cilantro finely chopped, and 1/4 of a cup of toasted sesame seeds. Directions. In a large bowl, mix slaw ingredients together. In a separate bowl, thoroughly mix marinade ingredients. Pour marinade over slaw and mix thoroughly. Refrigerate for 1 hour and serve with toasted sesame seeds on top. And this does make quite a big batch. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Better stock up on your sriracha sauce. The plant in California has been ordered to stop shipment of the hot sauce for 30 days to comply with food safety regulations. A shortage is anticipated. Even Olson Brown was spotted stocking up on his favorite rooster sauce. Boston Medical Center gives patients, quote-unquote, prescriptions to its food pantry. They work with the dietary needs of their patients and prescribe healthy foods as treatment or preventative medicine for disease like diabetes and obesity. What a concept! Hey, young chefs, do you have what it takes to become a culinary master? MasterChef Junior is holding open casting calls for kids 13 in New York and Chicago on January 18th and in Los Angeles and Dallas on January 25th, 2014. Visit MasterChefJuniorCasting.com for all the details. And that's this week's Foodie News. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at KidChefEliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefEliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Food Passport. In this segment, your food passport will take you around the world. We'll explore a country's food and culture, and I will give you a recipe to try. Today's food passport takes you to Mexico. The official name of Mexico is Estados Unidos Mexicanos, or the United States Mexican States. Mexico is the 11th most populated country in the world, with around 117 million people. Stone tools found in Mexico suggest that humans existed there around 230,000 years ago. Mexican food is known for its range of flavors and spices. Popular dishes include salsa, tacos, burritos, and enchiladas. A Mexican tamale called the zacahuil is 3 feet long and weighs about 150 pounds. That would make a great party food. Mexico introduced chocolate, corn, and chilies to the world. Here is a recipe for my healthy guaca salsa. I've shared this recipe on the show before, but it bears repeating. It's healthy and a delicious topping on tacos, burritos, fajitas, salads, and eggs. Ingredients: 2 avocados pitted and smashed, 1 large tomato diced, 1 cup of corn kernels roasted, 2 shallots minced, 1 large clove of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of pickled jalapenos minced, 1 lime juiced, and 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Directions: mix all ingredients in a bowl. Serve with tortilla chips or as a side with your favorite Mexican dish. So this, on December 16th, 2013, I was one of over 40 chefs at NOLA Chef's Aid, which was a benefit for the Philippines for Typhoon Haiyan. And the food there was just so good because on, like, the day before, I spent, my Nana, my cousin Jasmine, and my papa and I spent all night rolling lumpia, which is a Filipino egg roll. So we had to make, I had to make the meat mixture, and then we had to get the lumpia wrappers, and we had to, you know, roll it, and all, so we had to make, I think 300 lumpia, and it was crazy. We were just, like, all night rolling it, and then my mom was helping me make the Asian Mardi slaw. So at the NOLA Chef's Aid, I served lumpia on top of the Asian Mardi slaw, served with a house-made sweet and sour sauce. So I also made the sweet and sour sauce. And the lumpia there was a hit. Somebody else also had lumpia at the NOLA Chef's Aid, but all the Filipinos are saying that I had the best lumpia there. So I was really excited, and I love that. So, and a lot of people came up to me and said that I was like in the top three of all of the dishes in at the whole event, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe that. So we had all hands on deck. We needed everybody. My mom was there. She was front of the house, so she's passing out business cards and talking to everybody. And then they had so many Filipino dishes there, and I was just so excited. So when we got there early at the event to set up and everything, some other chefs were already there, and then, you know, more kept coming in as the time got closer to when the guests were arriving. And the station behind us, they were serving puto, which is a Filipino dessert, and it's kind of spongy and it's round, and it's almost like a dome, and oh my gosh, it's just delicious. They were serving puto, and then they were serving turon. I gave a recipe for turon on my radio show before. I think so. Yes, I did. But this one was the bananas, and it was rolled. Oh, they were so good. It was crunchy and sweet. They had a deconstructed halo-halo, which is it's a Filipino dessert that's layered with like sugar plum and coconut coco de nata, which is like coconut gel, and there's the ice and stuff. But instead, they deconstructed it, and it has like coconut milk, and they deconstructed it on a plate, and it had like the ube, which is the purple yam, and had the banana, and it was just so good. And they gave, at the end of the night, they gave us the rest of their puto and the turon, and so we have a ton left over from the event. But I loved it. Saucy or way too delicious. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
Have you met Catherine the Grape? She may be a lot like you. She likes sports, singing songs, having fun, and taking adventures with her friends. She especially loves to make new friends, like you. Tune in each week to Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, hosted by Madeline, and discover about how you are magical, colorful, and love. You will learn, laugh, and feel welcome with Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, heard every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Be inspired to ripple loving kindness throughout the world with your friends at Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour.
Awesome! And Molina!
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get it. Now this one was a stumper. The answer was taro root. Let's talk about taro root. The taro root is also known as dashin, edo, and kalo. It is cultivated in West Africa, Asia, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, and Polynesian islands. Taro root is a starchy or tuber vegetable. The root's outer skin must be removed before it is prepared. The juices that are secreted by the taro root can irritate sensitive skin, so it is best to use protective gloves. Taro root can be toxic in its raw state, so it must always be cooked before eating it. Taro root is most famous as the ingredient of the Hawaiian dish poi. Poi is made from steaming or boiling the taro root and mashing it into a paste. It can be used as an alternative to potatoes. They have a nutty flavor when cooked. Common preparations of taro root include frying, baking, roasting, boiling, or steaming. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is frozen fruit smoothie. This fruit smoothie is super easy and delicious. Ingredients: half a cup of frozen grapes, seedless, half a cup of frozen strawberries, tops removed, and half a cup of frozen blueberries. Directions: blend all ingredients together. Enjoy! Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine! This is my recipe for vegetable Asian noodle soup. This recipe is actually from my cookbook, Aliana Cooks Recipes for Creative Kids. It's a great, healthy, and vegetarian soup for a chilly day. Ingredients: 1 package of glass noodles found at Asian store in Asian section, 4 cups of vegetable broth, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, 2 heads of bok choy separated, 1 cup of snow peas, 1 cup of bean sprouts, half a cup of shredded carrots, 1 cup of shiitake mushrooms chopped, 1 knuckle of ginger, and 4 cloves of garlic peeled. Directions: soak noodles according to package instructions. Boil broth, sesame oil, fish sauce, ginger, and garlic for 15 minutes. Remove ginger and garlic. Add noodles and vegetables and cook for 15 minutes or until vegetables are to desired tenderness. Serves 6 to 8. Hey, young chefs, it's time for cooking crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make a DIY microphone using a paper towel tube. Supplies: 1 cardboard tube, aluminum foil, construction paper, glitter, stickers, and other decorations, white glue or tape, and scissors. Instructions: Step 1. Cut paper towel tube to desired length. Cover with construction paper. Decorate with glitter, stickers, or any other decorations. Step 2. Shape aluminum foil into a ball. Make sure it is wider than the end of the tube. Step 3. Glue or tape the foil into the top of the cardboard tube. Step 4. Start singing. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefAliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefAliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my latest Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, is available at any online book retailer. So as I was saying, I was at the NOLA Chef's Aid for a benefit for the Philippines for Typhoon Haiyan. And I just had a blast there. I got to sign 3 chef's jackets that they auctioned off later at the event. So all the chefs signed the chef's jacket that were at the event, so that was exciting, and I was one of the first as well. And they auctioned the chef jackets for $500 a piece, so I was amazed. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they auctioned it for $500. That was amazing. They also auctioned off my cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana. Oh, and also, as I was saying, the food, all the Filipino food there, it was like I was eating at home, you know, because my Nana, you know, she's Filipina. And the people behind us, at the station behind us, also had dinuguan, which is a Filipino dish that it doesn't look very appetizing. It doesn't sound appetizing either. It's made with blood of a pig. I was kind of scared, squeamish to eat it, but I did eat it, and it was kind of gritty, and I don't know if I really liked it, but I did taste it, and it had chocolate. It's kind of like, quote-unquote, chocolate stew colored, and I didn't really like it that much. But I also got to meet Chef Troy McPhail of Commander's Palace, and he was so nice, and all the food was delicious, I also got the Commander's Kitchen cookbook, so they gave that to me, and they signed it, and then I also signed a cookbook for them, so that was great. Then I also got to meet the mayor of New Orleans, Mayor Mitch Landrieu, and I gave him a cookbook, and he was nice, and I also got to meet Chef Leah Chase, a very famous New Orleans chef, I've met her before, but I got to meet her again, and we got to talk, we took pictures, and I loved that. And she loved the lumpia, so I was excited when she said that she loved it. And then I also was filmed by WGNO, which is a news station in New Orleans. So they were at the event, and they interviewed me, and I appeared in the little segment 3 different times, which is weird. And then that was really cool. And they, oh my gosh, one of my favorite dishes there was the, I don't remember, I think it's from the restaurant Trey Yen. It was a shrimp that was, oh my gosh, it had glazed candied pecans that were so good, and like this fresh like cucumber on the side that was marinated in something, and the shrimp was just phenomenal. And I would say that was probably one of the best dishes there. I just loved it. And also the leche flan. I love leche flan. It was creamy and delicious. Like, flan is probably one of my favorite desserts, I'd have to say. I just love leche flan. But yes, it was so, so good. So I just loved it. Oh, and they also had a Philippine dance crew come in, and they did the tinikling, where they have there's 4 people in the group, so they have 2 people holding 2 long bamboo sticks, and they hit them on the floor, and then they hit them together, and they have 2 dancers that would go in between. They dance with their feet, and they would jump in between when they put it down, and then they jump out when they bring the bamboo sticks together, and it's so cool to watch. And it's pretty dangerous though, but it's really cool to watch, and I loved watching that. And I also met 14-year-old boy named Christopher, and he was like a really huge fan of mine, and so he just, you know, talked to me the whole night. And he just loved our whole family. And he read the article of my family, the Thanksgiving table in the Louisiana Kitchen and Culture. So he had his family there, and they were nice. So he kind of followed me around the whole night and, you know, talked. So that was really nice. So I just had so much fun there. And then also, before that, I was at the Teddy Bear Tea at the Roosevelt Hotel, and the decorations there were just amazing. Like, they were just fantastic. I was just blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And then I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble. So I was pretty busy that weekend. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from an anonymous author. Live for the moments you can't put into words. Happy 2014! Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Bon Appetit! I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm, and now from the Kidstar Album of the Month, here's Mr. Saxophone Dave Farther with I Sneeze in Threes.
I sneeze in threes when I smell pepper. It's not a disease. It makes me feel better. I have an issue, so pass me a tissue. I'm getting all teary, but not 'cause I'm sad. I sneeze in threes from mild irritation. It's from allergies, which leads to frustration. Prescribe antihistamine or bottle with Listerine. Maybe it's pollen, maybe it's cats. Some days free as a breeze, no worries, nothing to be peeved about. Nothing to sneeze about. Get a cold, I wish it would cease. It's getting old. I played in the rain, and that was insane. I'm shaky and achy and blowing my nose. Some days I freeze the freeze. No worries, nothing to be peeved about. It's true. I'm pleased, the very relief. Being free is nothing to sneeze about.
That was Dave Farber, Mr. Saxophone, from the KidStar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.